Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End, dramatized for radio by Tony Mulholland, stars Stephen Pacey as Jan and Peter Jeffrey as Carillon. Childhood's End, Part 2, End.
That our appearance would disturb humans.
Of course. When Satan himself flew from the craft, the long, elongated body, just human enough to make your appearance the more frightening by its difference. The thick armored scales, the horns, the eyes obscured by a visor to protect you from the sunlight. And those small, leathery wings. You hung in the air and extended your arms, the image of a crucified Satan. Even then, the strangest thing was the children's reaction. It was the adults who fainted, collapsed, screamed. Katie, like the other children, simply looked up at you, hovering in the air, accepting, smiling.
Do not be afraid of us. You are no longer children to fear the dark, to fear what you do not understand. Take courage from your own children. This child is the granddaughter of my friend, Secretary General Stormgren. He trusted us blindly. Now you must continue to trust us in full sight of us. Today is a new dawn. We shall face the day together.
And so we grew up with you, and you became part of our lives. But still, you kept your deepest secrets. You remained an enigma to us, refusing to answer the basic question, why were you here? Why were you so concerned with us? You took an interest in us, in our cultures, in our philosophies, in everything that made us human. Your own tragedy you couldn't share with us.
We live without war, poverty, and disease. No desires go unfulfilled, no needs unsatisfied. And yet, look around you. Look at the faces of the people you see every day. Are people really happy?
Jeez,
do you ever ask yourself, is this all? If you do, perhaps you're one of those people who should consider relocating to New Athens. New Athens is a self-regulating community. With the Overlord's consent, New Athens was founded 10 years ago on a Pacific
atoll.
We place the arts at the center of human activity. We think we live in a...
Off. Is this a big party?
No, just a few college friends. Rupert's got the chair of eccentric phenomena at Harare. He's the youngest professor to hold the position.
Eccentric phenomena?
ESP, telepathy, telekinesis, that kind of thing.
Oh, I see.
Please don't be difficult.
A charlatan is a charlatan. It makes no odds that they carry the title of professor or not.
Oh.
Who else is going?
Rupert's wife, Maya. She was at college with me. And I think Sully's going to be there too. Marco Sullivan. He's a marine biologist. And Jan might be there too. Does that bother you?
Why should it? Let's go.
Jan Rodericks, you will be able to hear me no longer.
No. Don't leave me alone.
Continue to speak.
No! My sister Maya had been married to Rupert for a year, and they were throwing a party now that he'd landed his new post. Sully was there too. Rare for him to spend any time on the surface. We used to say that Sully was half fish. I knew Katie would be there.
That's why I accepted Maya's invitation. And because I wanted to meet George, her new husband, the artist. My Katie. Married.
Professor of eccentric phenomena.
Thanks.
And no one, may I say, Rupe, has more qualifications than yourself for such a post. For you are surely the most credulous bastard I've ever known.
Credulous is a synonym for open-minded.
The only thing stranger than your belief in ESP and telepathy and all that nonsense is how someone as beautiful as Maya would marry you.
Perhaps it's all in my stars.
I hear you spend most of your time underwater.
That's right.
13 miles west of Easter Island, at a depth of 3 kilometres.
Best place for him. Keeps him out of the way of civilised people.
You live at that depth?
Oh, yeah. This is the first time I've been topside for nearly a year now.
Sully's been working closely with the overlords.
I send them models of marine life. They tell me that it's for some museum back on their planet. I'm working on my biggest commission yet at the moment. A tableau of a giant squid and a blue whale in combat. What do you do, George?
I paint. Oh, well, no, actually, I teach those that can.
What's your opinion? Do you think there's been a decline in the arts since the overlords arrived?
I think that's generally accepted. A lot of classical art was born out of struggle and conflict. The overlords removed a lot of that from human life.
So where do you look for your inspiration?
If I was inspired, I'd be painting, not teaching.
You think Rochavarek's into art?
I don't think so.
Who?
The overlords have no conception of it. They don't understand why human beings have this restless urge to create, to reshape the world. It's a bit of a blind spot in them.
Rupert's got a tame overlord. He's upstairs in the library.
What? Here?
He's doing research.
Research into what?
I have some pretty rare books dating way back. Better than the university library, in fact. He's reading his way through it.
The only question is why.
I imagine they find it as fascinating as I do. You do know, George, that Katie's grandmother was a telepath.
According to who?
To whom? According to Dr. Valentina Ivanovna, a pioneer in my field.
Is Katie mentioned it once? It's an old family story.
You know why I married George? Because he didn't ask me to believe in anything. That's why it didn't work out with me and Jan.
Jan can be oppressive.
He has such curiosity about the world, life, everything. It's wonderful.
But it's wonderful as long as you share his obsessive enthusiasms.
I envy him. He's always searching. I've never known why I was alive. Life can seem so empty.
When I feel low, I go shopping. Now that Rupert's on a full professor's salary, I expect I shall get depressed more often.
George and I are thinking of applying to go to New Athens.
New Athens? They're cranks. They go about on bicycles. It'd be like living in a museum.
George thinks he might find some kind of inspiration there.
Hello?
Jan. Maya said you might come.
Darling brother.
How are you?
I'm well.
Hello, Katie. It's been a long time.
Yes. I'm not standing here playing gooseberry. Why don't you two catch up?
Is your husband here?
Yes.
I hear he's an artist.
Yes.
This is a stimulating conversation. Still a lady of leisure?
Leisure is all anyone has. The overlords have seen to that.
You still affect that melancholy pessimism, I see.
If you're going to be mean to me, I'm going.
Stay. Sorry.
You're not married, then?
No. You know how it is. You fall in love with someone completely unsuitable. They break your heart. You know that they're completely wrong for you, but you can't get them out of your head.
I am completely wrong for you. Can we just talk about something else?
Of course. Sorry. I meant to be cool, calm, pleasant.
Tell me what you're doing.
Well, I've just come back from the moon.
Was that exciting?
Seeing the Earth from space, it's the most amazing thing. It made me want to go further. But of course, the overlords refused to share the technology that drives their own ships, so that ambition will never be fulfilled.
The moon's not enough for you.
No, of course not. What's funny?
You haven't changed.
Rishavarag, are you joining us?
If I may.
Can I get you anything? A drink?
No, thank you. Alcohol affects us badly.
Us humans, too. That's why we drink it.
Jan, George, I think you're the only two who haven't met Ambassador Rishavarag. Jan Rodericks, George Gregson.
I've never met an overlord face to belly.
I meet few humans.
Pleased to meet you.
I hear you're doing research. May I ask what your interest is in the paranormal?
Everything contributes to greater understanding.
Of us humans?
Of course.
Why do you want to?
Jan, it's bad manners to ask all these questions.
Do not underestimate how interesting you are as a species.
How flattering. How do we get to find out more about you?
We have already shared much knowledge with you.
Technical knowledge. We know virtually nothing about you. For instance, where you come from, what your home planet is like, how your society is structured.
Jan!
I'm sorry, am I being rude?
I am not offended by your questions, but I am not able to answer them. Forgive me if I am being rude.
My God, look at these.
Jan brought them. Horrible, dusty old things.
I haven't seen these things outside of a museum.
My father collected them.
How do they work?
On this.
Dad used to have one of those.
I managed to track one down in an antique shop. They're not cheap. It plays the discs. You put this needle into the grooves.
Primitive.
I like the sound.
Madam Gregson, may I join you?
Yes, of course.
You find my presence unsettling.
I'm just not used to being so close to an overlord.
I understand.
We call you overlords, but what do you call yourselves?
We call ourselves the... It translates many ways. The ones who bring forth. It also means ones who serve.
Servant people? That's strange, considering your powers.
Yes, it must seem so to you. May I ask you a question?
Of course.
Your grandmother, Katerina, did you know her?
I remember meeting her as a child. She lived in Finland even after my grandfather died.
How did she seem to you?
I was always a little frightened of her. She had very blue eyes. When she looked at me, I always thought she knew what I was thinking.
Interesting.
Why are you so curious about my grandmother?
You know that she underwent tests as a child. She may have been a telepath.
Oh, yes, that story has always been told in the family. That's probably why I thought she could read my mind. But telepathy has never been proven. Are you saying that it's real? You're not a
Though we do not possess that ability.
You hardly need to. Your technology allows you to do so much.
Yes.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Ruth.
It'll be fun. Come on.
Oh, what do you call this?
A Ouija board. I had it made for me in a market in a small village in the Moroccan Atlas.
My father used to do that kind of thing on stage. Give the audience some specious story about having learnt his tricks from an old man in an oriental monastery.
I'm not falling for that, old tad, Rupert.
It'll only work if you keep an open mind.
Well, it's doomed to failure, then.
I'll give it a shot.
There speaks the artist.
Come on, Katie.
No, I'm sitting this out.
It's just a game.
I don't like this kind of thing.
That's because you sense some power in it. Rishavarag, will you join us?
I shall watch with interest.
Okay. How it works is this. We all put one finger on this glass in the middle and empty our minds.
Some will find that easier than others. Then what?
We don't know. We wait and see. If we make contact...
Make contact with what?
The power.
The power.
Then the glass will move around the board and spell out a message for us by moving to one of these letters or numbers around the edge of the board. I shall prompt it by asking a question.
Shall I change the music?
No, leave it. It's quite atmospheric.
Atmosphere is everything.
As Dad used to say.
Your father would have treated the Ouija board with respect.
Dad was an illusionist.
So was Rube.
Quiet, everyone. Now, clear your minds. Put your scepticism to one side. I have a question.
Nor do I.
Quiet! I have a question. Will it rain tomorrow?
What?
Y. E. D.
A dyslexic Ouija board.
Maybe it has a cod.
N.
O. It's saying it doesn't know if it will rain?
It's saying it's a stupid question.
Someone is manipulating the glass.
I don't think so.
I've got a question. What is my favourite colour?
It doesn't know.
Wait! B. L. U. E. Is that right?
Rupert, you did that.
I didn't. I didn't move it. And I don't even know what her favourite colour is.
Is your favourite colour blue?
Why don't you know what my favourite colour is?
I can't be expected to know everything about you, darling.
I'm rather disappointed you didn't know that.
Now, now. Leave the bickering until we've all gone home.
I have a question.
Oh, Jan. Surely you don't believe in all this nonsense.
Which star does the Overlord planet orbit?
I... G... S... 5... 4... 9... 6... 7... 2... What does that mean?
Okay.
Katie!
Katie!
What did you make of the message?
Oh, I don't know.
Does it make you less sceptical?
That's probably a coincidence. Rishavarag didn't react.
How can you tell? There's no expression on those hellish features.
Are you going to check it out?
Of course. IGS 549672. It could be a star number from the International Geographic Survey.
Let me know what you find.
You're pregnant. That's wonderful. Isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it really is wonderful.
You look so well. You know, I had a feeling when you came to the party.
I didn't know then.
Aren't you happy?
I feel for the first time in my life that I have a real reason for being on this planet.
You don't sound it. I envy you.
Oh, it will happen for you and Rupert.
Well, we keep trying.
I have some more news. George and I have been accepted to live on New Athens.
Are you sure about this?
More than ever. Ever since I found out that I was pregnant, I've had this feeling of apprehension.
Oh, Katie.
No, I'm really thrilled about the baby. But... I've been having these dreams.
What kind of dreams?
I couldn't describe them. I forget them as soon as I wake up. But I'm always left with this sense of... of desolation. Maybe New Athens is far enough away.
I have completed scanning Rupert Boyce's collection. It is a most tedious task. Human beings have an almost infinite capacity for self-deception.
Have you found anything positive?
No current cases of telepathy. The last cluster was more than a generation ago.
We have seen this before. An outbreak, then nothing for a generation before re-emergence.
Yesterday I was introduced to the granddaughter of Katerina Golyadkin. During a game, it was clear that there was a presence manipulating events.
You think this woman has any of her grandmother's abilities?
Perhaps the woman, perhaps the child she carries. yet the child is barely conceived.
Both the woman and the child must be monitored. Now we can only watch and help them through this time.
If the great change has begun, how will humans react?
As other races have, with confusion at first, perhaps violence, but in the end, they will learn that they cannot prevent their destiny.
5,000 fathoms. 5,010. 5,020. Angelfish to sea urchin, come in, sea urchin.
Sea urchin to angelfish, you're clear to dock at 2100 hours, Mark.
2100, Mark. Right on time.
Welcome to the depths of the Pacific.
What a journey.
You didn't find it too claustrophobic. Some people can't hack it.
No, the descent was fascinating. I saw a giant squid on the way down.
Ah, that's Lucifer.
Lucifer, right.
He's the model for my latest commission.
Yes, I want to see that.
It's the biggest one we've done yet. Giant squid and blue whale in a fight to the death. I've never had the privilege of witnessing such an event myself, so I'm happy to use my imagination. They'll be moulded in a new plastic that the overlords have licensed us to develop.
Why do the overlords want these models, do you think?
Oh, they tell me they have a vast museum back on their home planet. God knows what they must have on display there from other planets they've visited. Well, it just goes to show that the urge to collect things is truly universal. So,
are you going to tell me?
I suppose it's safe here. I couldn't tell you on the comlink. You never know what the overlords are monitoring. I checked in the star catalogue. IGS-549672 is a binary star at the heart of the Carina system, older than our own sun.
And you think it's the home of the overlords?
Yes.
Well, you can't be sure of that. Well, it might be a coincidence, considering the medium of communication.
I intend to try and find out.
But how? Well, they won't confirm it. They never answer questions about themselves.
I'm going to go there.
Now, I'm a marine biologist, not an astronomer. But I suspect that this star isn't exactly just around the corner.
It's about 40 light years.
You're going to ask them to give you a ride there?
In a way, yes.
And why should they do that?
I don't think they would if I asked them. There's only one way. I'd have to stow away on one of their supply ships. The one taking your latest tableau, for instance.
Stowaway?
Yes.
I see.
I was thinking that I might do a Jonah, travel in the belly of a whale.
In the belly of my whale?
I've made some rough drawings. If you could incorporate a small, self-contained cabin inside the blue whale's body.
Whoa!
Look, technically, I don't see much difficulty. Whatever propulsion system the overlords use, it clearly allows for transportation of your models to their planet without them being crushed by the propulsive forces. It stands to reason, therefore, that I could survive within one of them.
But you don't know how long it would take, how long you'd have to survive in one of their ships.
From what little we do know, and having observed their supply ships coming and going over the years, about 3 months, I reckon. I'm going to knock myself out with narcosamine. The only thing is that I shall probably be travelling at speeds where I shall age less quickly than people back on Earth.
Well, by the time you get back, assuming that the overlords bring you back, your friends and family will all be long dead.
When sailors used to leave on voyages around the world, they never knew when they'd be back or what would be waiting for them. I know what I'm asking you. When the overlords find out that you helped me, you're a scientist as I am. You understand my curiosity. I'll understand if you refuse.
You've obviously thought this through.
I want to see where they come from. I want to see an alien world. You have yours down here under the sea.
At least I have shipmates. You'll be alone.
We're all alone.
Let me have a look at those drawings.
When the time came to enter into the mouth of Sully's whale, I felt only excitement. I saw tears in Sully's sentimental Irish eyes when he saw me off.
Karelin! What I did, it was my decision. He didn't deserve to be punished. Thank God I won't have to live with the guilt of that for much longer. When I woke up, I discovered that I'd been asleep for 2.5 months. I left the belly of Sullivan's Whale and found myself in a cargo hold. It took me hours to find the control room of the ship, manned by 3 pilots. I now know how overlords look when they're surprised. Not much different. Eventually, they showed me to a room where I was to spend the rest of the trip. But they allowed me out to watch them land on your planet. A great red ball, studded with the lights of your cities. Your home, Karelin.
I am Vingard.
Jan Rodericks.
Yes. I am to be with you during your stay.
I see. Will I be allowed outside?
Yes.
Karelin, you denied this site of your home to any other human being. Then, I knew why. The air was full of demons. Some at rest, hovering. Their leathery wings beating a slow rhythm. Others flew across the vast city, a city without buildings. Great towers, like the nests of termites, stretching into the sky, some reaching into the cloud line. And from those towers, other demons emerged from huge openings. It was a scene that would have taxed the imagination of a medieval painter trying to portray hell. Do you have many such cities here on this planet?
Many.
What are they all doing? So much activity.
Each has a purpose.
Yes, but what? Will you show me more of your planet?
If you like, I can carry you. Do not be afraid.
I saw caravans of small craft making their way across seas of red dust, suddenly disappearing into great dunes. Above me, 2 moons making a slow transit across a violet sky, double eclipsing the pale red sun once every day. And all around, the hovering demons, overlords asleep in the sky, now and again suddenly waking and moving off to some distant tower. And inside the towers, huge caverns, glimpses of forms which could be animal or machine. Everything here was a mystery. And Vindarten answered few questions, as if any explanation was useless to my inferior brain. I felt disorientated. It was difficult to breathe. There was nothing there I recognized. I began to panic. I kept expecting to see human souls being tortured, but there were only demons on my guided tour of hell. I clung to Vindarten, hundreds of meters above the surface of that terrible place. The touch of his harsh skin began to nauseate me. His wings beating above my head. No! No! No!
You are fatigued, human. Are you rested?
Yes, thank you.
You have turned away from your right destiny to come here. This disturbs you. You must return home.
Yes.
A ship returns to Earth soon.
Vindarten,
Carla?
Yes.
What will I find when I return to Earth?
I can offer you no comfort, human.
Home.
Jan Rodrigues. I am Supervisor Karelin.
I hope you will forgive my actions.
It was human.
Where is this?
This was New Athens.
New Athens? It's nothing but ruins. Where is everyone? What happened here? Did the colony fail?
We have established a monitoring station here.
Monitoring what?
There have been many changes on Earth since you left. This recording is for you. It was made by Katie Long. Her words will tell you what has happened. This house is at your disposal. Our equipment is automatic.
What equipment? Karelin?
We shall speak again.
What's happened?
Jan, I've recorded this letter and left it for Overlord Ambassador Tantalorescu. You will receive it when you return. I shall be dead by then. I can't bear the thought of you alone. I want to talk to you so much. I miss you, Jan. So far away across the galaxy. How could you be so far away? Oh. George and I left for New Athens shortly after you stowed away on the Overlord ship. I was pregnant. I was excited. Yes, me. But it won't surprise you to hear that even in my happiness there was something not right. A feeling. A dread. But life on New Athens was peaceful. And Jeffrey, my son, was a normal little boy. I almost forgot to be afraid. When he was 9, I had another child. Kate.
Little darling, Kate. Yes, you are, a little darling.
Jeffrey! Careful!
She's gorgeous. Oh, it really is a paradise here.
I feel safe here.
Safe from what?
I don't know. When I was pregnant with Jeffrey, I felt uneasy about something. Perhaps it's a natural instinct. I'm sorry. It's thoughtless of me talking like this.
Don't worry. I've got used to the fact I can't have children. Or as much as you do get used to such things.
How is Rupert?
Becoming more the eminent professor every day. Rupert's one of those people who are born old. I think he's relieved. Children would just have got in the way of his career. I don't know if I still love him. Is that terrible?
No.
How is George?
Oh. George has never got over the fact that he isn't a great painter. He can't forgive himself. Just recently he's become more distant. I think it's got something to do with Jeffrey. I want to show you something. Look at these.
Wow. These are some of the best things George has done. What are they? Fantasy landscapes.
George didn't do them. Jeffrey did.
But Jeffrey's only 9.
Yes. Oh, these are better than anything George could ever do. You see, Jeffrey's a talented artist, maybe a genius. Everything his father ever wanted to be. George is jealous of him.
Quite a set-up here, isn't it? I mean, it's impressive. Everyone seems very laid back.
What did you expect?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose I expected a colony dedicated to art be full of troubled souls.
We have our share of troubled souls.
I should have come before. You know what it's like, pressure of work. The women are very,
It's the tropical sun. Healthy diet.
Is it true about the...
Yeah, sexual freedom is one of the traditions that's grown up here. If that's what you're getting at.
For the women as well as the men?
Of course.
So, do you and Katie...
Katie doesn't. As far as I know. She spends all her time with the kids.
But you?
When it's on offer, it's not as exciting.
I find that hard to believe.
Do you know why I came here? I thought maybe here, away from much of the Overlord influence, I could feel life more keenly. I thought that's what you have, to paint, to produce anything of value. Instead, I feel as dead here as I did before.
What's that?
A local news broadcast. On?
It has just been announced that an Overlord representative with the full title of Ambassador will arrive on New Athens within the next few days. Ambassador Fantalaresco will remain in the colony for 1 week to observe life here. News of the outside world now. In the Siberian Republic, a mass grave has been discovered containing the bodies of nearly 50 children. The authorities have declared that...
Oh. What's that all about?
Strange, isn't it? It's not the only outbreak of child murder recently. There was a spate of children being killed in South Africa.
I mean, this visit from an Overlord ambassador...
It's terrible, isn't it? These murders. I saw one of the parents who murdered their child in the Johannesburg killings. He was interviewed on TV. He said he was frightened of his child.
Oh.
He wouldn't say why. He talked about witchcraft.
In this day and age?
Rupert has a theory it's a kind of psychosis.
Isn't that a word that academics use when they've got no idea what's going on?
We didn't know then what the child murders meant. It was a story from the outside world. It didn't seem to have any relevance to us. But they touched me. Those terrible crimes. And the visit of the Overlord Ambassador, too, was strange. Why now? Before the Ambassador came, we had another visitor. Sully. He wasn't the man you left behind. The Overlords had punished him, banning him from his lab on the seabed.
Karelin, why did you punish him?
Children never understand parents, do they?
Sully had promised to take Geoffrey diving when he was old enough. I watched them set off. I wasn't worried. I trusted Sully more than anyone.
Now, you stay close to me at all times, you understand?
Uh-huh.
Remember what I told you. Underwater, you take everything nice and easy so you conserve energy. Now, there's a communicator built into the mask so we can talk to each other, you see? Right. Let's put the masks on now.
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
And I can hear you fine. Okay, buddy?
Okay.
Okay. Now, we just roll off like I told you. And let me go first. Okay. In you come. You okay?
Yeah.
Now, we check the signal. You ready? Out of our BCDs. Take nice easy breaths. And down we go.
That was the day I lost my son. When I watched him leave with Sully for the beach, he was still my little boy. The sirens went at 3:30.
On.
This is an emergency broadcast. Pacific Sea Watch report an earthquake in Northern California measuring 6.5 on the Richter scale. This is expected to result in a tsunami which will reach New Athens and neighboring islands within 20 minutes. The tidal wave will affect all areas of the island lying up to 30 meters above present sea level.
Oh, God!
Evacuation of those areas will commence...
How are you doing, buddy?
Can we go over that way?
Well, check your SPG like I taught you.
I have half my tank left.
Okay. Another 10 minutes, and then we'll surface.
Jeffrey, you must go towards the cave. Go towards the cave.
Jeff? Where are you going? Jeff?
Down, Jeffrey. A little further. Now swim alongside the coral for 3 meters. Now up through the gap quickly.
Jeff! Don't ever do that again when you dive with me.
We have to go up further.
You do as I tell you. What?
The voice is telling me to go up here. It's safer.
Jeff, what are you talking about?
Hurry, Uncle Sully.
What's going on?
Get out of the water. It's all being sucked out.
Where the hell's the water going?
We'll be all right up here.
My God.
Up here. Put your mask on.
The voice told me we'd be safe here.
He was talking about a voice.
What voice?
He said someone was speaking to him, telling him what to do. He couldn't have known about that cave. It's only accessible from under the coral.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Thank you, Sully.
I know. Jeffrey saved my life.
How's little Kate?
Asleep.
Kid sleeps all the time. Nothing disturbs her. Have you noticed something?
What?
None of the children are crying. None of them.
Ambassador Tantalarescu, allow me to welcome you to New Athens. We are a colony dedicated to the human arts. And the arts have always been, throughout human history...
She never cries.
No. She's a happy baby.
All babies cry.
What are you getting at?
It's not right. Katie, there's something wrong.
I don't want to talk about it.
Maybe we should have her examined.
Why? She's not ill.
She doesn't cry. Ever.
She doesn't need to. I'm a good mother.
Yes, I know that. And Jeffrey's been very quiet. Ever since that day he went diving.
He had a scare.
Well, he doesn't look like a kid who's had a scare.
He's fine.
He's not fine. All he does is paint.
Is this because he paints better than you?
I'm worried. He scares me.
You always were jealous of him.
This isn't about me. And she scares me.
Our baby scares you.
Will you put that bloody rattle down?
Oh,
Katie! At the School of Fine Art, we run classes for gifted children. This is one of the studios. Jeffrey, I want you to meet Ambassador Tantalarescu.
Good morning, Jeffrey. I am very happy to meet you.
You're the voice.
Are these your paintings?
What did you say?
Yes.
Fascinating.
Yes, Jeffrey likes to paint landscapes, but he gives them an abstract twist. These are landscapes of the imagination.
They're real. Real places.
Oh, of course. They're real to you, Jeff.
They're real.
May I see any others that you have done?
Over here.
The child is advancing at an astonishing rate. He manufactures paintings, demonstrating techniques associated with some of their greatest artists.
And the subject matter?
One, a sky with a blue sun. Distant mountains, sulfur-coloured. I have visited the planet myself.
And you can identify this planet?
Hexanorax. Only our most extended expeditionary ships have reached it.
The great change is underway.
I pity them, these humans.
I have sometimes hoped that the change would not come, that they would be spared.
We are the servants only.
They think themselves inferior to us. How wrong they are. How magnificent the human destiny, how barren our own.
Stop it! Mummy?
Katie.
Oh, my darling, I'm sorry. Geoffrey!
Katie.
Why won't you let me hold him?
Katie, they don't need us. They don't need us anymore.
I'm afraid of him. I'm afraid of my own child. And Kate, I'm frightened to go into the nursery. What's happening?
Leanne, they took the children. All the children. All the children.
Recent events demonstrate that children are at risk from their parents and adults who do not understand the changes that are taking place in your species. We have no choice but to isolate all children under the age of 10 years.
Poor Katie. Are
leaving you. Thank God we never had children.
Great change has begun. This is why we came here many years ago, to keep watch. Without the peace that we have overseen, your species would have channeled these new developments into war. This new stage in the evolution of your species would have become destructive. You would have sought different ends for these pirates.
I've played the Wild Rover for many a year.
Species like yourself undergo the great change.
And I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer.
Some we have arrived too late to help, and they have become extinct. Some species, despite their highly evolved intelligence, never make the great change and remain in stasis, lacking the ability to evolve further. That is the tragedy of my own people. Your race is one of the fortunate to make the leap. Only your children will fully understand. Eventually, they will shed their material bodies. Their minds will meld together into one.
I can't bear it.
You become more powerful than
I can't bear it.
As you know it, without children...
It's just us now, Katie.
Oh, no.
We have to care for each other.
Be immortal. Now, we must occupy ourselves with your children who will be evacuated to the continent of Africa, where they will be monitored and cared for free of adults. Do not grieve for them. They are your legacy to the universe. Be proud of your achievement, humans. That is all.
One day, the Overlord ship arrived, and the children, as if they knew what they had to do, made their way down to the beach. They walked on board the ship without looking back at the parents gathered there. There was no future for us. No future for anyone. Women no longer conceived. Suddenly, every human being faced the inevitable death of the species. Each of us had to find our way.
I went to an alehouse I used to frequent, and I told the landlady me money was spent.
Solomon, is that you?
I asked her, it is me, it is I, Marco Sullivan.
Sally, you shouldn't be there.
I
You're
asked
going
her
too deep, the submersible will come down.
She answered me, oh yes, it is beginning to.
Sally!
Sullivan showed me the way. He gave me courage. I haven't told George. I can't stand being with him. I shall go to the beach and swim out in the water until I can swim no further. Loneliness is what makes us human, Jan. That's what I've learned. Our children will never be lonely again. But they will never be human either.
This is my way. Goodbye, Jan. I hope you get this one day. I did love you.
The children move as one. Look on the monitors, Jan. 500 million of them. We call this the long dance. It began several years ago and continues without end.
What is happening?
They are becoming one. We have seen this before. Soon they will have no need of their material bodies. I have no comfort for you, Jan Rodericks. You are the last adult human. Already your planet is undergoing changes and will become unstable within a few days. Will you render us a service?
How can I help you?
Record the end for us. From here, you may witness the last days of the Earth. Will you render us this service?
Yes. And I have a favor to ask of you.
This is a primitive thing.
Yes. I'm being sentimental.
I think I understand. There is a connection to your father.
Perhaps it's that. This is all I have now of the past.
I must leave now.
Goodbye, Reshevrak.
Goodbye, Jan Rodericks. I envy you, human. Your species will find rest now. For us, there is no rest. Only the endless voyage.
Karelan! Something's happening! The stars in the night sky are getting dimmer, as if there's a great cloud. No, there's a structure, almost as if the stars are tangled in a ghostly web. In places it seems almost solid. Oh my! The sky is alive with colour. It's like a great aurora. It's brighter than day. My weight's decreasing. The atmosphere's escaping. The building around me, I can see through it. The light from beneath me. This is it. This is the end. This is magnificent. The children are taking the energy out of the world. It's feeding the change. The bodies of the children are falling all around. They don't need them anymore. This is the end. This is the end. Goodbye, Karelin! Thank you!
Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End was dramatized by Tony Mulholland. Stephen Pacey was Jan, and Peter Jeffrey, Karelin. Sarah Jane Holm was Katie, Christian Rotzke, George, and Suzanne Hitchmo, Maya. James Richards was Jeffrey, Gerard McDermott, Sullivan, and Cornelius Garrett, Rupert. Kim Durham was Vin Darton, Graham Padden, Tal Talaresco, and Sonny Ormond, Rashavarak. The music was composed and performed by Jeff Mearns. Arthur C. Clarke's Childhood's End was directed at Pebble Mill by Brian Lighthill.